Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Story getting a lot of attention this morning from the front page of The Telegraph, where New South Wales Police Traffic Chief Assistant Commissioner John Hartley has urged senior citizens to stay off the road. He says drivers over 70 are more likely to be killed in an accident, and they need to consider if they really had to get behind the wheel. His call follows a spike in the number of seniors killed in traffic accidents on the state's roads, with about a 20% increase in the number of road deaths for people over 70 in just the past year. Mr. Hartley says older motorists often find it increasingly difficult to keep their car centred in a lane and can go through red lights or stop signs and back into and over objects. Stats from the New South Wales Centre for Road Safety reveal that drivers over the age of 70 account for 22% of road fatalities when they only make up 11% of the population. Well, Ida Buttrose is a noted spokesperson for seniors, and we've been itching to get her thoughts on this, and she joins us now. Good morning, Ida.
Good morning, Angela. I've just come in from a spin in my car.
Oh, very good.
Good for you. Good for you.
What's your reaction to this?
Well, I think you've got to be realistic as you get older about what you can and you can't do. And the fact of the matter is that some older people, and it's hard to generalise, but some older people are not as cognitively aware as they once were, and many are on medications. And it's my understanding that some of the medications that so many people take decrease their vigilance, for want of a better description. So they might be taking tranquilizers, they might be taking sleeping pills, they might be taking
Oxycontin, I think,
given to people over 60. And I think you've got to decide in yourself whether or not you're fit enough to drive. I mean, that's the test that you have to face as you get older. For instance, when my aunt and uncle, who are now dead, turned 80, they decided they shouldn't drive anymore. And they, I mean, they didn't have accidents or anything, but they just thought it was time. They went up to the police station and said, "We want to give in our licences. We feel that, you know, perhaps we shouldn't be driving anymore." Well, the police were just astonished and thanked them very profusely and said they wished that more people were like that. So, I think it's you make a judgment. Are you as fit as you should be when you're behind the wheel? Because the fact of the matter is the figures speak for themselves. You know, the statistics are high. So, you know, I think you've got to check your vision. You've got to make sure your eyesight's okay. I think it's wise to drive in the daylight. I mean, I don't like much driving in the evening anymore. I try and avoid it. I mean, I just decided it's not that I can't, but I don't enjoy it. I think you've got to avoid distractions. I think you've got to plan your route. I think you can't set off in your car and not know where you're going. And on a day like today, which is pretty revolting, the weather in Sydney, I think you just have to question whether you need to go out at all.
Ida, they have recently toughened up the screening of senior drivers. I know my mum-in-law had to reset tests and all those things when she changed her licence over again just a couple of days ago. But some of the points you've made, not easy to screen, are they? Because they really come back to personal responsibility.
It does come back to personal responsibility. And it's my understanding that most of the accidents that involve older people are usually... it's not that they've been drink driving, or because they tend not to do that. That's more a problem of younger people, and they don't speed. But sometimes they just make it's a mistake in judgment. Like they might use the accelerator instead of the brake. Mm. So you have to be realistic. I mean, it's awful as you get older to suddenly realise there are things that you can't do as well as you once did. And I'm sure anyone who's over 70 would identify with what I am saying, and it is personal judgment, because a car is a weapon. And I mean, I love my car. I didn't learn to drive until I was 40.
Oh, wow.
I know. I thought I should leave some things for later in life.
You're still going through the hoon stage then.
And I just love my car. I love being able to drive. I think I'm an okay driver. You know, but I know, if I'm honest, I know there are things other things in my life that I don't do as well as I once did. Unfortunately, that's what getting older does. So that's why I try to keep physically fit. That's why I do exercises and, you know, to keep myself physically fit so that I can do, so that I can keep doing the things I enjoy doing. It's really up to the person to take the senior police person's advice and think before we drive.
I know my grandfather, Tom, was a sensational driver and, in fact, in his late 70s, drove to Perth, drove across the Nullarbor in the old Datsun 180B. And
he stopped.
And back again once or twice. So there are some people over 70 who will be perfectly competent drivers.
Absolutely.
So is it fair to lump all these drivers over 70 into one group and make this a broad call?
Well, I think the police officer is wanting to put the problem out there into the community and make us look at it. I mean, that's what he's doing. He wants to cause a bit of controversy because he wants us to sit up and sort of think about what he's saying. I mean, the rise in road accidents among elderly people is very concerning, and I think we can't ignore it.
I'm not trying to be dodge the issue here, but I did think, Ida, when he raised the issue of the level of fatalities, I was wondering if the vulnerability of older people, you know, their ability to survive, you know, the impact of a car accident, might have had a role in that. Because
I would think so. Again, if you look at any research on this topic, you'll see that combined with medications and the fact that you are older, often contributes to your demise, because, you know, you're not a young person anymore.
And they also, and generalising perhaps a little, but older people tend not to buy a new car at that sort of age, for instance. So their car might be 15 years old or so and have safety features that are 15 years old. So they won't have the airbags and the ABS and some of the safety features that are now in cars which would keep them alive.
I would have thought if you'd bought a car in the last 15 years, they would all have safety bags and things like that.
The advances in the last 15 years have been pretty tremendous, and cars that you're buying that are 5 years old now are pretty extraordinary. But
I try to keep my, well, there you go. See, there's another thing. I try to keep my car reasonably new. So again, that onus is again on you. Look, it's a hard call. I'm sure Clover Moore will be out any tick of the clock urging all seniors to get on their bikes.
Well, the self-driving cars might be the answer too. They're getting better.
What sort of cars?
The self-driving cars.
Yes, I can't imagine self-driving cars. I mean, you read about it and you think, gosh, what would that feel like? But maybe that is the salvation. But look, it comes as a shock to seniors when I know somebody when they turn 75, you get a letter apparently, and it says, you know, you have to state that you are fit enough to drive, and it's a bit of a shock. And whereas once you could get your license for 10 years, you can only get it for 5. So the restrictions start. And that should be the warning sign for anyone. And look, you know, when you're ill and suddenly they do give you some pills to take, and you sort of think, oh, God, those pills, they really make me feel a bit woozy. Would you get behind the wheel of a car?
Right.
I wouldn't. And I think that's where you've got to be a responsible driver, whatever your age is. But when you're older, why would you want to waste your life? If you think you're not fit enough to drive, take the police officer's advice and don't drive.
What if it falls to a family member to have the tough discussion and actually point out to the family member that it might be time to think about it? Is there a right and wrong way of doing that?
Tactfully, I would say. Very, very tactfully. But look, I would think most older people are realistic enough to know what it is they do well and what it is perhaps they ought not to be doing. It's a bit like deciding you can't drink coffee anymore, whereas once you might have drunk it all through the night because you just went to bed and went to sleep, and suddenly when you get older you have a coffee and you think, my God, I'm awake, why am I awake? Because you've had a flaming cup of coffee. it's not
true.
As serious as driving, but things happen. We change as we get older. And it's how we adapt to those changes. And again, I would urge anyone who's, you know, older to think about their physical fitness. I think that's a very important part of what this police officer is saying.
I think you're right. Wise words as always. Former Australian of the Year, my Studio 10 colleague, Ida Buttrose, lovely to talk to you this morning.
Thank you.